Michelle and Oscar, how did you first hear about the Farmers Insurance Competition?
We first hear about the competition through my Farmers Agent's Facebook, and we thought it'd be great to enter it and see if we could win.
And when did you find out that you were finalists?
We found out that we were finalists 3 days after we sent in our entry.
What was that like for you? Now you're finalists. What happens? What goes through your mind?
Once we found out we were the top finalists, what went through our mind was excitement, because a lot of people entered the contest nationwide, and the fact that we made the top finalists was surprising, but at the same time exciting, because we would love to get married this year.
Imagine for just a moment that you did win, and now you're going to be the couple who's riding down the boulevard in that float on January 1st. What would be a perfect day for you?
A perfect day for us would be, for me, just to have Oscar there with me on the float and agreeing to spend the rest of our lives together. And one thing that we've talked about is that we would love to share that bond with millions of other people on TV and everyone else viewing the parade. We would love to share that with everybody.
And Oscar, how about for you? What would make it a perfect day for you if you happen to win?
A perfect day for me if we win, or when we win, is I just want that moment where Michelle says yes and making it official that, you know, she's my wife, finally.
And finally here, before we run out of time, what would be your absolute best reason why people really ought to vote for you to be the bride and groom on January 1st, 2013?
The reason why people should vote for us is because we would appreciate this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And wherever Oscar and I go, we radiate joy and happiness, and we would want to radiate that joy and happiness to millions of other people in America and help bring in the new year. We would love it, and it would be perfect for us, especially because getting married on a love float is non-traditional, and that is something we always dreamed about for our wedding.
And what would you like to add to that, Oscar?
Yeah, we like to, we're non-traditional people, so I think having a non-traditional wedding, like getting married in the love float, will be perfect for us. And like you said, yeah, we like to share our happiness with everybody.
Michelle and Oscar, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dot.